And she was working when I went to work in 10 a.m.
Is that close to where you lived?
Oh, Miss it's not too far, about 3 miles down the road. She's still living. But she's an invalid.
Well, so you just fit the description. That's good. Where did you live? You said you moved to your husband's farm.
Well, that was in the Rosinville community.
How do you spell that?
R-O-S-I-N-V-I-L-L-E.
Okay. And you lived there for how long?
Oh, about 8 years.
Okay. Where did you go to school?
St. George.
And how long did you go to school there? From the high school here. Okay. Do you belong to any churches or clubs or?
Yes, I do. I really got my membership to Indian Field. But I go to church here in town. And I've been, ever since my husband passed away, I was going to move my membership. And I couldn't get my daughter that lives next door to move her. She said, well, I got to wait. Then she's waiting on her children. So now they decided to move it. And our pastor is leaving. And he has been so busy. And he really forgot. He said, I want you to move it while I'm here. And we hadn't got it moved yet. So I said, when the new minister comes in, I'm going to move it. Because I think where you live, your membership should be.
What church is that?
St. George United Methodist Church.
The Methodist Church. I grew up in the Methodist Church myself. Right?
But my mother gave land out for the Indian Field United Methodist Church. She gave all that land by the church and the parsonage building. And that's one reason I hate to move my membership. But I don't have anything to do with those people in town and the country. But when they come to town, they buy groceries and they got to go back home. And your friends are really in town.
Right here where you live.
And since my sister's been sick, she realizes that. She said, I've had 3 or 4 to come to see me from out there. And the rest of your friends in town that comes by every day. So that's one reason I said I'm more affiliated with this church than out in the country. Because we've lived there all our life.
Do you belong to any civic groups or anything
Let me see now. I'm a volunteer at the senior citizen at its home around here. What do you call it? Convalescent home, I call it.
Okay.
And I'm a member of a circle. And we've got what we call a sunshine club here in town. I belong to you. We travel a lot.
Oh, okay.
And I like to play cards. And I didn't learn to play cards until about 6 years ago, and I can play every night. Progressive rummy, you know, something like that.
You have a group of friends that you play with?
All with the women. We just sit and have the best time. 1 o'clock some moments when we quit playing. And play for 45 cents. And I said, gosh, what could you lose? You couldn't go out and get a Coke for 45 cents.
That's right. That's right.
So we thoroughly enjoy it. About 6 when we get the table, I'll just sit around and laugh and talk, have something to drink. Sometime we'll have a meal.
That sounds like fun.
It is. It's a real fun.
Okay, where were your parents born?
Out in the Indian Field community. My mother was born really at Rosinville, but that's not about 3 miles apart. Rosinville and Indian Field is the same thing.
Okay.
Rosinville is a crossroad.
Mm-hmm.
That's all Rosinville is. It's 4 corners. It used to be a store on each corner.
Where were your mother's parents from?
Right in Rosinville.
Right there at the corner.
Right at the
crossroad. Okay. And how about your father's parents?
Well, his was about 3 or 4 miles from there. All in the same community, Indian Field community, really. Rosinville is a little town they call the crossroad. Okay. But Indian Field community is really where both of them was born.
Okay. All right. Were any of your people from from any other countries or any?
Was originated from Germany. That's the only thing, but we don't know any of them.
Okay. Okay, well,